This is the Composer's Datebook for July 20th. I'm John Burge. Today's date marks the premiere of two chamber works from the 1920s, both of them landmark, transitional works from two of the 20th century's most influential composers. On this date in 1920, at London's Wigmore Hall, the Swiss conductor Ernest Ansermet led the first performance of a grand suite from Igor Stravinsky's biting anti-war stage fable called The Soldier's Tale. During and immediately following the First World War, Stravinsky had developed a spiky, jagged, and occasionally jazzy style, and The Soldier's Tale is typical of this period. But Stravinsky did a compositional about-face that same year with one of his earliest neoclassical scores, the ballet Pulcinella, based on themes borrowed from 18th century composers. Stravinsky's neoclassical period would last for another three decades, until the 1950s, when he became fascinated with the 12-tone method of composition developed by the Austrian composer Arnold Schoenberg. Speaking of Schoenberg, on today's date in 1924, his Serenade received its premiere at the Dornoischingen Festival in Germany. Serenade was the first work in which Schoenberg employed his strict 12-tone method of composition, avoiding traditional 18th-century rules of melody and harmony, and only its Mozartian-sounding title could be considered neoclassical. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.